Hey there. Before we take a little break and team up with more students and create new stories, we thought, hey, let's talk to the experts. Steve Drummond and Janet Lee both work on NPR's education desk and help run the Student Podcast Challenge.
You're at my favorite member station, WISO, in your nice town of Yellow Springs.
They're super smart about how they teach students to make great audio. We asked them about this work, and their thoughts were too good not to share. Let's jump in.
Perhaps instead of the students writing a book report or a term paper, teachers have been having a lot of fun teaching a little bit about journalism, a little bit about storytelling, a little bit about creative writing, and mixing all that together. And what we've also found is for many teachers, it's been a really good group project. One student editing, one student writing, or whatever. I should say, though, we've had many, many of our finest have just essentially been one student with a story to tell, interviewing their family members or doing journalism in their community, or sometimes just sort of personal stories about their lives or who they are or what their place is in the world.
We do get a lot of, we can't hear the students, whether it's because it's recorded in a lunchroom full of friends who are talking over you, or because it's edited in a way it's so quiet that it's like hard to hear you.
They don't know that recording it in their noisy classroom with their teachers talking or desks or chairs banging around is really not great for that. We get a lot of students kind of talking about their favorite sport or video game or their favorite musician, but it ends up just being sort of a, who's your favorite quarterback? Oh, I like this one better. I like that one better. We hope teachers will be a little more guiding and students having a little more structure and a little more writing that will rise above sort of a conversation with your friend.
Yeah, if you're just starting out, I would recommend visiting our resources page. You can find it by looking up NPR Sound Advice. When it comes to editing software, I think we list a couple of free ones that we've seen a lot of students and teachers use. But yeah, we link to a couple of different options and kind of guides on how to get started on there if you're worried about the technical aspects.
And Janet, it doesn't take a lot of fancy equipment either. We've kind of started off saying, So all you need is basically a smartphone and a laptop computer. It doesn't take super fancy microphones or whatever. Some of the teachers who participated have told us it's really helped their students sort of find their own voices and learn how to speak in a voice that they're comfortable with. We see time and time again that one of the biggest fears that people have in their adult lives is public speaking and speaking to groups. And I think helping them learn to speak in a confident voice, helping them work together in a group with other students, helping them learn to tell a story and structure it. These are some of the things that I think are universal things that teachers are trying to teach.
Thank you, Steve Drummond and Janet Lee, for giving the next generation of storytellers the tools to shine. And hey, if you're an educator and you want to work with us on WISO Youth Radio, send us an email at communityvoices@wiso.org. WISO Youth Radio is made possible with support from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council. And it's produced right here at WISO in the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices.